Do you know the difference between praise and encouragement? Praise is usually paired with judgment. When overused, it can create anxiety in a young child rather than independence and self-confidence. Encouragement helps children become self-motivated and learn to trust their own judgment. Let's be clear, we're not suggesting that you stop praising your child, especially when it's genuine and specific. Encouraging words such as, "I love the colors you used," hone effort, improvement, and choices. When used effectively, encouragement promotes self-esteem and resilience. For example, try, "You put all those toys away without being asked," instead of, "You're a good helper." Or, "You came up with a very creative solution," rather than, "You're so smart." A Columbia University study found that children who relied on praise take fewer risks. Trial and error are crucial to learning, so trying new things without fear of negative consequences is good. In the study, children as young as 14 months developed opinions about themselves and their abilities based on the praise their parents gave them. Encouragement and praise must be balanced. When people grow up and the grades, trophies, and parental praise are gone, the sense of one's own worth is what sustains us. That's when you can say to yourself, "Good job." For more information, visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.